Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast. How are you, Carlene?
I'm doing great, Jill. So our listeners don't know this, but this is our first recording of the new year. So I just feel like I woke up and I'm like that meme where I'm like, how dare you ask me to record? But having said that, I'm excited because it is our first damn goods of the year. And today we're talking all about winter skin.
And the real talk behind the scenes is that we had intended to record this in December, but both of us fell ill with this flu that probably most people had. And it was just, I sounded like Kermit the Frog for about 3 weeks, I know. I swear. So now I'm finally sounding a little bit more normal, but even still, it's like a little nasally.
Yeah.
And I hate recording like that because I hate listening to podcasters when they're sick. So
yes,
we decided to just postpone our recording and here we are. And of course, if you don't know by now, we are two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we are here every single Wednesday bringing you the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We just had Makeup by Mario on the show, and everybody's, you know, the hottest colorist of the moment right now, Matt Rez. He's working with Addison Rae and Adele and Hailey Bieber and the girl of the moment, Tate McRae. He just started working with her.
God, he's the go-to.
He really is the go-to. Mm-hmm. And of course, people who have been listening to us for the longest amount of time, the type of episode that we are doing today is the favorite. You know, these product reviews, these hashtag damn goods that we are kind of assessing new products in the market and what we deem is damn good because we've swatched it all at this point, to
be
honest.
So
I was about to go on a rant, but Carlene, you tell everybody what they're tuning in for today.
We're talking about winter skincare. So Jill and I have been testing over the holidays for the past several weeks. So we're going to have some damn good reviews. I am really excited because I'm going to be talking about some super affordable finds, and that doesn't always happen. But yeah, it happened this time. I've got, like, I'm so excited. It just goes to show you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for gorgeous, gorgeous skincare.
Yeah, it's really just this winter skincare bonanza today. You know, there's always fun skincare news happening. And before we get into our proper reviews, I wanted to share with you the latest launch that I've seen that I was like, it's not a need, but it is kind of a want.
What?
And that is from Dior. Mm-hmm. They are launching a whole range of beauty products for kids and babies.
Oh my gosh. It's in this economy. Interesting.
Yes. Yes. It is going to have this scented water for babies, mm-hmm, which I think is very French, that whole notion. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the Guerlain baby perfume.
Oh, is there a baby perfume from them? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Guerlain has had a baby perfume for eternity. It is a French thing to have perfume for babies. They just don't carry it in our market. So it's a very, very soft. I was holding on to a little sample that I had for the longest time. The French, this is what they do. They put perfume on babies. So I'm curious, though, about this. This sounds like it's more of like a skincare line. Is it?
Yeah. So they say that Dior is always focused on the greatly prized era of childhood, which was celebrated by Christian Dior in collections inspired by his early years in Granville, as well as in outfits that he liked to design for the kids of his close friends. Wow. And today, in a natural continuation of the story dedicated to childhood combined with a touch of luminous audacity, Baby Dior gains a whole new perfumed universe created by who else? My favorite. And unfortunately, I still can't say his name. Francis Kurkdjian. I always mess it up, but he is... Like, if I see his name on a fragrance, I'm instantly interested. And of course, he's the master perfumer behind his own line, but he's also the master perfumer at Dior, whatever the official name is.
Wow. Spared no expense.
It says it's fresh, fruity, and enveloping notes are also available in a collection of products that respect children's skin, including La Mousse Très Fondant, Le Lait Très Tendre, and L'Eau Très Fresh.
I think we need to ask them to send us samples.
I'm
kind of obsessed with the idea of wearing baby perfume myself. That's why I had that Guerlain baby perfume, because I was like, that's me. I need like a baby perfume. And by the way, I'm obsessed with Guerlain's Vanilla Bosco right now. It is, you know how you were saying that vanilla is trending in perfume? This is like the best quality vanilla ever. Anyway, that's a story for later. I am going to talk about a vanilla body product later. So with that, everybody, there's a little bit of the latest news for you. Let's jump into our reviews for adult human beings after the jump.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And now a pause for one of today's show partners, Timeline Nutrition. I want to introduce you to Swiss cellular longevity brand Timeline. Timeline is known for their cell rejuvenating supplements, and now Timeline is bringing its trademark secret weapon ingredient to skincare. The ingredient is called MitoPure, and it's said to be the first and only bioactive that's clinically proven to renew your cell's energy supply to help your skin fight aging, both intrinsic and extrinsic aging factors. So if you feel like your skin might be thinning, it's less bouncy than it was before, MitoPure helps support the processes inside the skin cells that power up that collagen to get going at its optimal peak in as little as 72 hours. Timeline also claims to be clinically proven to protect skin against photo damage by reducing inflammation caused by UVBs by 15%. And it's clinically proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of wrinkles in as little as 2 weeks of use. I've used the serum and the day cream myself. I love the silky, creamy texture. Most of all, the fact that there's zero fragrance or dyes, so zero irritation on my sensitive skin while it's working on that anti-aging. Bring it! They also have a night cream. All three products in the range contain a minimum of 84% natural ingredients. To see a real difference in your skin, invest in its health. If you want to try it for yourself, Timeline Nutrition is offering our community 10% off the Timeline Skin Health line at timelinenutrition.com/beauty. That's TimelineNutrition.com/beauty. Use code beauty for 10% off.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
Every single thing that we are talking about today, if you're, you know, listening when you're on the fly or whatnot, Carlene and I always list every single product that we talk about over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And we're going to try to also show some of the images of these products on our social media as well. You can find us. Our handle is at Breaking Beauty Podcast. And we're trying also to put more and more episodes on YouTube. So potentially we'll be able to get this entire episode up for you. So with all of that being said, and on the heels of talking about Dior, I'm actually going to talk about a Dior skincare product that just dropped about 2 weeks ago. And this one is called Capture Total. It's the Hyalu Shot. It's H-Y-A-L-U-S-H-O-T. And this is a wrinkle corrector with hyaluronic acid. It's $90 and $120 in Canada. So I'm holding it up here for you, Carlene, to see.
Okay, it's like a long, skinny tube, silver.
It's kind of giving the idea of like a filler pen you would see at the derm's office, right?
Yep.
Now, this idea is something we've seen before. Even certain drugstore products have gone this route where they're trying to look like something you would see in a professional's office. But why this one kind of caught my eye is like the actual applicator, which I'm showing Carlene right now, is so sleek and so skinny. It's targeting lines on your face. And I have to say that I was kind of shook with how well this worked on my glabular line.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of like instant tightening, instant filling, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And usually I've used products like this in the past and I was like, oh, well, why don't I just use any moisturizer would kind of temporarily plump.
Right.
But I do feel like this actually had a filling effect on the deep lines.
She's pointing to like the coin slot between the eyebrows, the 11s. You guys. Yeah, the 11s.
The 11s.
Yeah.
So this is, and the other thing I wanted to say about the actual tip of the applicator. So picture like a really skinny pen with a very, very slim kind of opening where the product can come out. Mm-hmm. This is harder to do than you would think because the reason you don't see that a lot is because the product gets clogged.
I see. Yeah.
So I think that they've actually had a lot of innovation in terms of how they've innovated the formula and the applicator.
Huh.
They're saying that it's powered by a hyaluronic acid duo. This formula targets 8 different types of face wrinkles, worry lines, frown lines, bunny lines, which are the lines you get like on the side of your nose if you do have Botox, smile lines, smoker's lines. They go there. They say it. Marionette lines. Tear trough lines. So those are kind of like around the corners of your eyes and crow's feet.
Right. Yeah. They are French. So they're going to acknowledge the smokers. Let's be real.
Exactly. Yeah. I think what stood out to me and why I'm even talking about this one today is that they actually said that one Hyalu shot tube, so by the time you get to the end of this tube, is equal to 3 hyaluronic acid injections.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are going there again with these claims that I have never really seen.
Okay.
For a product like
Interesting.
This.
Interesting.
So the actual, let me just get the exact wording because I want to make sure that I quote them correctly.
Okay. Fair enough. Says, I mean, that's a big claim. Let's hear it.
Yeah. A comparison of the hyaluronic acid content in a tube of Hyalu shot and the hyaluronic acid content of a 2 milliliter syringe concentrated with 1% of hyaluronic acid. So hyaluronic acid injections, a lot of people get them underneath their eye for filling. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of different applications for them in the doctor's office. So also on that front, you're saving, like, this is a lot cheaper.
Wait, can you read the claim again? Sorry.
It's one Hyalu shot. So by the time you finish this whole tube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of 3 hyaluronic acid injections.
In terms of what, though? In terms of the results or in terms of the content? Because it's a totally different delivery system, right? Mm-hmm. One's topical and
course.
One's being injected. So that's what I'm trying to decode.
It's a high it's the concentration. It says the concentration of hyaluronic acid in one tube of this is equal to 3 hyaluronic acid injections.
Well, I believe that, but that says nothing of the penetration, right? That doesn't say anything about the end benefit. I'm just saying, suspicious Sally over here, what does that claim really mean, you know?
Right. Yeah, you could say that about a lot of claims, but I'm here to tell you that it worked for me.
All right.
For me.
Fair enough. So, fair enough. Okay.
But, you know, there are definitely drugstore options out there. But anyway, they also did clinical testing in an instrumental test. So this isn't one of those that's like, I felt like my skin was whatever.
Yeah.
In an instrumental test on 30 people, 45% had fewer visible wrinkles in 4 hours.
Right. Okay. All right. So, well, I'm going to tell you about the product. I'm going to jump in with my review now, which is also, again, here for the budget girlies in 2024, because I am so excited about this new line. It's an MD developed skincare line called Prequel. So first of all, this is my favorite product. This is the Prequel Glenzer, it's called. Not cleanser, but Glenzer, non-drying glycerin cleanser. It is $18 US, not yet available in Canada. So this whole line, I'll just show you.
How big? I think you
it's
need to just
freaking
say how,
massive.
How much?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm holding it in my hand. It's been in my shower, so it doesn't look as clean as it should. It's silver. Like, the packaging is so cute. And it is 13.5 fluid ounces, aka 400 mils in Canada. So that is a jumbo size for $18 US. This whole line is like Cetaphil's cooler, way more put together older sister. That's what Prequel is. It's basically been, it's like Cetaphil got a huge glow up, and every product is under $20. It's very simple formulas that have been developed by board certified medical and cosmetic dermatologist, Dr. Sam Ellis. So she's based in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's also a clinical instructor at UC Davis Dermatology in Sacramento. And this line, it's all about restoring the skin barrier while being safe for people with chronic skin conditions. That would be me. And I'm actually going to another derm this afternoon to see if I can get to the bottom of some of my skin mysteries I've been talking to you guys about for the past year or so. So she describes her formulas as basic. So they're tried and true dermatological ingredients, but they're elevated with like chic packaging, unique sensorial experience. And what I love about this glycerin cleanser is that, first of all, I've talked about how much I like glycerin as an ingredient. It's totally non-gimmicky, but it's well known to be like the gold standard in humectants. So it just keeps the moisture in your skin. And I found when so it's unscented. I found it wasn't drying afterward. And I know that it's like, you know, it's pH balanced, all of those things. And it's comforting for my dry skin. It's also eczema or eczema. We say, by the way, for the record, in Canada, we say eczema. In the US, you say eczema. So if you hear us say
eczema,
if you hear us say eczema, that's why. And so I think people in general, like, I just love this cleanser. I've been using it every single day because I do find it's non-drying and it's just less likely to cause me any issues.
Yeah.
And sorry, one of the things I've neglected to say is when we're talking about glycerin in this cleanser, there's 50% glycerin. Mm-hmm. That's how much is in here. Like, that is incredible. And then it also has oat and aloe and arginine. So yeah, it's just like really doesn't dry you out is the main thing. But I think the other thing that people will appreciate when we're talking about this sort of like Cetaphil 2.0 type of a situation is that everything has been formulated to be vegan and cruelty free. So right. That sometimes happens is like people go to derms and, you know, they have some type of an ailment and they'll send you to these brands that are tried and true for dermatologists, but they've been around forever and they're not necessarily vegan and cruelty free. So mm-hmm. I think this generation really wants that. And so this mm-hmm. is something that they've taken into account with Prequel when developing cool. it. So I just think for the price point, this whole line is incredible. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about it in 2024.
All right. So my next product is also on the heels of talking about something clean and quote unquote green. I actually got in my hot little hands the new Good Clean Goop line by Gwyneth Paltrow. Of course, mm-hmm. she is going from quiet luxury to the masses. She's thinking about us little people, okay? So she launched a whole range in October. There's skincare, body care, and wellness. So there's 6 skincare products. There's 4 body care products that includes like a scalp product and the Naked Elixir body oil. And they also have the wellness collection, which are 4 different types of chews.
Supplements, yeah.
Yeah, supplements, basically. So I was only able to try the skincare, and everything in the entire line is under $40. It's available at Target and it's available at Amazon.
But not on Goop's website?
No.
Oh, interesting.
No. And I had actually initially thought that this entire line was going to be dupes mm-hmm. of her best-selling Goop products. So there's the Instant Exfoliator, which is like a really cult, has a cult following from mm-hmm. the original Goop products. I believe that's like around $150. Mm-hmm. But she didn't go that route.
Right.
These are really about skincare basics mm-hmm. that are at Target and Amazon. But again, like you mentioned, people are looking for that clean, quote unquote, clean option. Mm-hmm. And there was Versed, but there really wasn't a lot of others.
Right.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So she sees a huge opportunity here.
Right.
So the product that I'm going to tell you about that I tried is the Nutrient Rich Daily Moisturizer. And so it's meant to hydrate, smooth, and comfort. And this, like, I feel like it almost needs to come with a warning when it comes out of the package, because quite literally it is like goop. It slides around like it almost ended up all over my bathroom because of how slippery it is coming out of
the slippery tube, little sucker
out of the jar, quite literally.
So it's in a little white jar and there's a green lid, you guys. And so what does it do?
So it is a very basic moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And it's not anti-aging, but it is a gel cream. It's very lightweight. And I found it quite comforting. Hmm. It's got niacinamide in there. It has beetroot extract as well. And it also has a raspberry seed oil. Now, typically, I don't like seed oils in my products because mm-hmm. I find with acne-prone skin, it's not necessarily the best thing. But I have to say, I did try this for a whole week and I didn't break out because of it.
Okay.
I felt like it was really hydrating, very barrier supporting. The one thing I would say, and I would say this about Tata Harper's products too, mm-hmm. is that there is something about clean skincare formulations. I just find they never fully absorb into your skin. Like there's something about them. Sometimes I feel like I'm massaging them onto my skin.
It's that oil.
I think it's actually something in the formula or some other type of ingredient that they're not using mm-hmm. that makes it so it doesn't dry down.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And so for me, maybe why I wouldn't reach for this if I was like going somewhere and I needed my makeup to really last all day. I don't think I would pick this.
You'd use it at night.
I feel like it could be more of a slip and slide situation. So it's a, like, use a very little bit. It's very goopy. I don't know if that was by design or what, but overall, gel cream, really liked it. And I'm excited to see what else she has planned for this brand.
And so the clean beauty conversation is alive and well, clearly. Now, one of the things that I think is interesting is that there's clean beauty where it's like, we don't include all of these ingredients, but we're happy to put stuff in there that could potentially be an allergen because it's all these natural products and people sometimes have allergies to these things.
Definitely.
And then, so I think that's why this is a good counterpoint that I'm about to talk about. It's a new line that is really hanging their hat on the idea of clean beauty. So much so that it's called Untoxicated, this line, which I will say off the hop, I do not love the name because I do think it's fear-mongering at its best.
Yeah.
And I will acknowledge that. What I'm holding here in my hand is a bottom shelf skincare product. It is ugly as all hell, right up there with Utterly Smooth hand cream. It's Untoxicated Moisture Boost Hydrating Cream. It's $24.95 US for a 10-ounce tub. Okay, so this is like a big moisturizing product that's going to last you the whole season and then some. And it's being sold at untoxicated.com as well as Amazon. No surprise there. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this product is exactly for what I said. Now, another trend we're seeing is this dermatologist-created brands, right? We've talked about that. Dermatologists have become TikTok stars in their own right.
Yeah.
People are following them and they're like, hell, why not? Why shouldn't I create a line for my followers? What is interesting about this line, Untoxicated, is that it has been created by a double board certified allergist, an immunologist. Okay. His name is Dr. Martin Smith, and he's a Cleveland Clinic alumni. This brand, this allergist-created brand, they're on a mission to rid skincare of the skin's sensitizing ingredients. Now, what I like about this product, this Moisture Boost Hydrating Cream, is that it's water-based. So, Jill, as you were saying, you know, this is kind of like a gel cream. It doesn't say that it's a gel cream, but it is water-based, which means it's completely non-greasy, you know, when you put it on. But what I like about it is that it does leave, so it has a cooling sensation when you put it on. And I feel like just even when I use it on my hands, it kind of lasts through your next hand wash. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So the first ingredient is indeed water. The second ingredient is glycerin, which, like I said, is, you know, one of my fave ingredients because it's major humectant. It also has a bunch of different types of ceramides, which we know help to moisturize and strengthen that protective skin moisture barrier, which is so important, especially when it gets cold and that starts to crack up. And that's when, like, you know, pollution and environmental triggers can enter the skin barrier. So it's great for all skin types, especially sensitive. And naturally, because it was created by this allergist, it has been accepted by the National Eczema Association, which means that it doesn't include a gazillion ingredients that could sensitize or cause allergies. So they're saying they're the first ever skincare brand to completely ban the 128 commonly used allergens known to trigger 99% of adverse skin reactions.
But what are they?
Well, I didn't look at the 128 ingredients, but basically there's no fragrance, there's no dyes. Like, if you are allergic, this allergist has created the skincare line, so there's no possible way that you're going to have an allergic reaction if you're highly sensitive. So it's hypoallergenic completely, as well as pH balanced. And I just love the texture of it. I think this is obviously very gender neutral. The price point is pretty decent at $24.95, especially for a 10-ounce tub. So I wanted to put that on your radar as well. So this goes back to exactly the core of what I was talking about is like, here you have clean beauty that's being proposed by Gwyneth Paltrow, where, sure, it doesn't have all of these synthetic ingredients that people are scared of that they claim are toxic, but it can be chock full of allergens because that's not their goal. to remove right. allergens. And then on the other side, you have this guy probably says this is clean beauty.
Right.
Because it doesn't have anything that potentially is going to break you out or cause an allergic reaction. And it's called intoxicated. Yeah. So that's the whole point that I'm making this conversation and this, you know, arbitrary definition of clean beauty. So there you have it. Mm-hmm.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This next show partner is one of our longtime go-to products, and that's Nutrafol. So hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Kind of like our skin, our hair really is a reflection of our health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, it feels, and even how it grows. So Nutrafol's whole body approach really multi-targets underlying root causes of hair thinning, like stress, hormonal fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. And Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I personally notice whenever I'm on my Nutrafol routine, I definitely have less shedding. And everyone's root causes of hair thinning, it's different. So a one size fits all approach doesn't really cut it. So Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout all different stages. So for instance, postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles like plant-based diets. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine, it's simple. You can purchase it online. There's no prescription necessary, and you get free shipping and automated deliveries to ensure that you'll never miss a day. And consistency is key. You'll see those results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. So that's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code BREAKING for $10 off. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Shout out to Macy's. They're one of our show partners this week. So quick question for our Breaking Beauty fam. How many pairs of jeans do you own? I can tell you I own exactly 6. They're different washes, different lengths, different weights. But up until very recently, every single pair that I owned was a skinny style. And that is until earlier this year, I actually snagged a cute stonewashed straight leg pair. And I was inspired by all the cool girls on Instagram. And let me tell you, it was an adjustment. I just got way too used to skinny jeans being my go-to, that sleek silhouette. It was like a uniform for me. But now I am used to the straight leg life, and I kind of like that more relaxed look. And my skinny jeans are tucked away. And now I've got a craving to sort of like diversify my denim wardrobe even more. And while I'm not sure if I can revisit my Y2K low-rise denim era, I think that's gone forever, or pull off that cargo denim baggy look, I'm definitely inspired to try something new. And I've always been a department store girly when it comes to denim. I mean, I want to test drive a whole bunch of different styles from different brands to get the most flattering fit. And Macy's has a ton of selection that you can order right to your front door or try on in store. Macy's can help you find the cut that feels like you, whether you're after a relaxed straight leg, throwing it back with a 70s flair, here for a boot cut moment, or you're going to keep it subtle with denim logos and patchwork details. There are so many options. And I mean, I'm even thinking about snagging one of those denim chore jackets to sort of double down on denim like I've seen a lot of celebrities do. I mean, all hail the Canadian tuxedo. So for all the denim inspo you need right now, visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Once again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest.
What else is on your list, Jill? What else have you tried and loved?
Okay, I'm going to shout out another serum that's really affordable. This is from The Ordinary. It's their Soothing and Barrier Support Serum. This came out just in the fall. Mm-hmm. And some of you, and like, that's a thing with our episodes, because we are testing everything. Like, sometimes these things get in our hands and then we need a little bit of time to get them on our face, you know?
Especially when it comes to skincare.
Yeah. So this one is $17 and 20. I have to get the exact price in Canada because it kind of made me laugh. And it is $25.80 in Canada.
Okay.
So this is the one many of you probably saw on TikTok or on social media because it is a serum in a dropper bottle. Mm-hmm. Like The Ordinary, many of their beautiful products are. It's still so beautiful. For $17, it's amazing. And the product itself, when you put it on your skin, it's pink. It's like Pepto-Bismol pink.
Yep.
So it is just, you know,
ripe for total TikTok virality.
Candy for TikTok.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, you know, they definitely know how to create that viral moment, but I also feel like they do know what they're doing behind the scenes in the skincare lab as well. So right away, I was interested because the first active ingredient is Centella Asiatica, mm-hmm. which we know is amazing for reducing redness. It's often shown on labels as like cica, mm-hmm. but they said it's a Centella Asiatica phytotechnology. So potentially it's like a man-made version. I didn't go that deep on it.
Okay.
There's ceramides in there. There's niacinamide. There's B12. Apparently the pink color comes from the B12. Okay. And there's ginger root extract, and there's bisabolol. Again, back to me pronouncing things incorrectly. I looked that up, and that actually comes from the chamomile plant.
Oh, from interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So also very calming. Mm-hmm. So their whole claim with this is that it soothes the barrier in 2 hours.
Okay.
And I would have to say for myself that I really loved this product. Now, I didn't love the smell. Hmm. I found it... It's not fragranced. It's just like it doesn't smell good and it doesn't smell neutral. I don't know how to describe it exactly.
It's probably a natural synthetic smell.
Exactly. I almost wish they'd put like a drop, a smidge of something in there to kind of like cover that up.
Right.
But primarily that would be my only gripe with it. I also wish it was more in a pump versus a dropper. Mm-hmm. I just can't really get... When it's a serum that's a cream in a dropper, it's just so hard to get the application exactly how you want it versus like a SkinCeuticals that's a lot more liquid, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you can control the application a lot more. So I wish that this was in a different application method, but I get it. It's probably for social media, yeah. Honestly.
True.
So I really found that it was better for me to use this at night because I am naturally kind of pink and red. And the pink, well, it does blend into the skin. I was just kind of like, I don't know if I need to like highlight that
in
the daytime
totally.
When I'm like about to like put my makeup on.
That's what now, could you see a cast? Because I received that as well. And I used it once and I was like, bye-bye. Because I used it during the day.
Uh-huh.
And I just have so much redness in my skin. And I was like, I couldn't help but feel like that strong tintedness was not doing me any favors. Like I can't for sure say, because you know when you use like a green tinted skincare yes. product, and it definitely does help to counter things.
Right.
So I was like, to use that bright pink product that literally is the color of what I'm trying to minimize.
No, I totally get that.
It's just like, I can't do it, you know? I will say I tried it and I really like the texture. Like it is this milky texture.
Very nice.
That does feel like it's kind of sealing in. And I do think that barrier serums are like the new barrier creams. You know, this is like the next iteration of that whole trend is like layer your barrier protecting and your barrier repairing products. But I will, Coco Kind had a ceramide barrier serum from like 2 years ago, but we're absolutely seeing more. I know that Peach and Lily came out with one. We just did that episode in December.
By the way, I will shout that out. The Rescue Party line from them. They have the barrier serum. I freaking love that as well. I have been using that, and that's one I have been putting on in the morning. And I, for an oily skin person, a barrier serum is where it's at for me, because I have told you before on this show that a lot of barrier creams, they have shea butter in them. I can't deal because it makes me break out. Serums for me, that's why I've been low key loving all of this trend of barrier serums, because I feel like I can work with them a lot more.
Yeah. Okay, fair. All right. So I want to talk to you about an innovation that I think is really cool, but I have to be transparent and tell you that I have not tried it. And I don't usually talk about products that I haven't tried on the mic, but because this is first to market and so unique, I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. And the reason that I haven't tried it is because I don't have eczema or eczema at this moment. Neither does my son. So it's called Recover Eczema Relief System. It's $39.95 in the US. It's available at recoverskincare.com. It launched in November and it's not available in Canada yet, but I do know that it's coming. And this line is actually from Cow Brands. So the maker of Curel, Jergens, Biore. They do know what they're doing when it comes to skincare.
Oh, yes.
So this Recover line immediately caught my attention because it's called Eczema Relief System. And my son, I don't know how many of you remember, but like a year ago when we were doing an episode like this, he had such bad eczema on both of his hands that his it looked like he had like blisters all over the top side of his hands. And they were like, it was crusting and it was bleeding. And eventually I had to go and get him a steroid cream. But there is that moment before you can get in to see a derm when you need immediate relief. And so that that's where I feel all of you out there who might experience eczema. It's like, and how much steroid cream can you use? Like, you want to minimize that. So what I think is so innovative is, Jill, when you open this box, which looks like it's a box of contact lenses, like Bausch & Lomb contact lenses, it's just like a box with circles, clear circles on it. Inside, there are patches. There is a patch for everything in 2024, guys. This particular patch, so it's in a little silver sachet, and you get 14 patches in one of these boxes. So it's meant to be a two-step treatment. And you use it for 7 days. So 14 patches, you're meant to use it day and night, wherever you're experiencing like a flare up. So of course, this is dermatologist.
And I would say to everyone listening, they are, I'd say maybe 2 inches by 2 inches, right? It's like a cotton round.
Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger than that. Okay, so there is this patch as one component, and this other component is the actual serum that I'm holding, which is just like in a little tube. So what you're meant to do is you apply the serum. So let's say I have a breakout on the back of my hand. So I would apply the serum there. Then I would apply this patch right over top and leave it for like 15 seconds. And then I would peel this blue layer off and just leave the patch. Then I would apply the serum again.
Over top of everything?
Over top of everything. And apparently over time, this patch is going to dissolve onto my skin. So what's in it? It has horse chestnut, which is anti-inflammatory, allantoin, which is meant to be a soothing agent, and colloidal oatmeal, which we all know helps to, you know, relieve that itchiness and that irritation. like I said, it dissolves over time, but then I think there's going to be some residue because then they tell you how to get it all the way off. So it's meant to act like a second skin. So it's not only working to like moisturize and soothe the area, but it's also creating that physical barrier so that moisture can't escape into the air. That's the idea with it. So it is expensive, I will say it, because it's $40 for one sort of treatment session that's going to take you 7 days. I'd be curious if any of our listeners have tried it. Please do drop into our comments on our Instagram or into our DMs or our Facebook chat room and let me know if you've had any luck.
Two more quick things, right? Before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that a lot of people were actually asking me if I tried this, and it's Dew Skin. It's the this. So Carlene, you fell in love with this brand's Instant Angel Moisturizer.
Yes, correct? I did. I have the serum here and I still have the moisturizer here. I love this line.
Yeah. So this, I really liked it as well, but the original products were too rich for my skin. So I have tried the Dew Skin Air Angel Hydrating Gel Cream. Mm. I love it.
Oh.
This has been in my rotation now for about 3 months.
Okay.
And it is a lot of the same barrier boosting ingredients that's in the original, but it's just that wonderful gel cream texture.
Yes.
And it's $44, so it's not terribly expensive. Mm-hmm. It's around the same price point as like that Goop line I was talking about. And they do ship to Canada. It's about $20 for additional for the shipping and all of that. And
shipping,
I love
with
this
your
brand.
Friends, everyone.
Yes. And I do have to say, just as a side note, I love the price transparency around Dew Skin. Like, they literally spell it out on their website. They're like, the ingredients cost this.
Right.
The packaging costs this. And then they spell out each and every cost associated with like shipping it to Canada, for instance.
Right, right.
Duties Amazing. Are this. Pricing for, you know, the shipping carrier, whatever is this. So I really, really love that.
Fair.
Now, why I wanted to especially mention it now, yes, I love it. Yes, it's founded by Charlotte Palermino, but her co-creator, she used to work at SkinCeuticals. And I think that that's why I especially love so many of the formulas that they come up with, because I have such a huge SkinCeutical stan, and I just really love everything that they've come out with. And just on the tip of saving a little bit of money, Dew Skin and Charlotte Palermino are really some of the first people and innovators on TikTok shop.
Mm-hmm.
And my final product, I can't leave without telling you about this. You talked off the top about a cleanser, a glycerin cleanser, it's all about non-drying and stuff. But girl, when you need to get your makeup off, you need to take the day off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Clinique. It's their new Take the Day Off Facial Cleansing Mousse. So, of course, they have the Facial Cleansing Balm. The whole Take the Day Off series is genius. I'm obsessed with this cleanser. It's like a silky, silky, silky mousse. Does not dry your skin at all. Takes off all of my makeup.
Really?
Hmm. There's tons of mousse cleansers out there.
Yeah.
But they don't really remove my makeup.
Oh, so you don't have to use your balms anymore?
Well, if I'd use a different cleanser, then I still use them. But yes, I put this to the test of, does it take everything off? And it absolutely does.
Wow. Now, even mascara?
Yes.
Oh.
So I will say, though, that their Take the Day Off balm that's in the jar that they've had for years, I would say if I was wearing a full on face of sunscreen, waterproof makeup, foundation, the whole thing, I'd probably opt for that first.
Yeah.
But the type of makeup I'm using at this time of year, and this is brand, brand new. It just came out and I got my hands on it like 3 months ago and can't be without it.
Okay.
It's in a tube and I'm loving it.
How much is she?
She's $32, $38 in Canada, and it's 125 milliliters or 4.2 ounces.
Okay. Come on, lazy slash busy.
Love it.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us today. That concludes our winter skin episode. Thanks, everybody. Every single product we mentioned will be listed on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Don't forget to join us next Wednesday. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.